Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is an Entel Studios production.
Hi, how are you? You look well. You look fresh.
Put makeup on for today's podcast.
Great.
It's very important when people are listening that they know that
you've got clean underwear on and you've put some makeup on.
I showered. I washed my hair. I've put some makeup on. And I've done it because I have realised that there are little clips from this that go on Instagram.
Yeah, I put them on the Instagrams. And yeah, and you want to look your best, right?
I do. Yeah. I'm not sure that I do look my best, but
I think you look pretty good. I was pretty kind of disturbed by the idea that you cut your own fringe recently.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Well, it's not terrible or anything. I mean, I'm not sure I would have known.
I learned from you.
I felt slightly kind of put out.
Did you?
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's a bit like me going to get, like, Tess Daly to present something for me. Yeah?
Yes, see? Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
so,
yes.
You know, like, I feel like...
No, because... No. I don't.
Okay,
I don't,
okay.
No.
Go for it.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to put forward my point here. It's not like that at all, because that would be getting somebody else that could do my job. It's not like somebody else has cut my fringe.
It's a bit like me going to reunite two families down my street that have not seen each other for their whole lives.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
got it.
I'd be good at that. You know, if Nikki Campbell wants a break from Long Lost Family or anything, he finds it too much. I could easily step in. I'd be great at reuniting people.
Have you ever watched it?
I have watched it once. Yes, too upsetting for me.
Is it really?
I think so. I'm a natural born crier, so I cry like all the time. Anyway, I don't need any encouragement, really.
But do you not like? It's not a program that makes you cry, and makes you break down. It is a program that makes you so happy.
It makes you cry.
Yes, but it's a good cry. I think
totally
you should
agree.
Try it.
I honestly think that the vast majority of my crying is good crying. It would just worry me that I'd just be doing it a lot. I'd be thinking about it a lot, you know. What was interesting is me and you on this subject have both just done personality tests. I was asked to do a personality test last night for some work I'm doing. And I did it and it was fascinating. And then I sent it to you to do it. And out of the 16 different personalities you can be, me and you were both the same personality.
It's quite weird that, isn't it?
It is quite weird. Only 2% of the population are of this type of personality. We were it. Out of 100 people, we are the two.
Oh, God, out of the 100 people, we're the two.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's quite an amazing statistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Reese, my partner, did it as well, and he didn't come up, obviously, like us. He came up with something else. I can't remember what it is, but it was 12%.
But that's good for your business.
It is, yeah. We've got different qualities and bring different things to the table. It's interesting, though, the personality test. So this was called 16personalities.com, and it's free, and then it gives you a kind of analysis of what you are, and then you can pay for a premium page where it gives you a lot of in-depth stuff. I was amazed how accurate it was. Did you read the parenting bit and stuff like that?
Yeah. It's absolutely spot on for both of us.
Yeah.
I thought we might be a bit different, but we're actually exactly the same.
Mm.
I've always thought that we were very similar in our outlook on life.
Mm. I mean, we're different because we're different people, but those funny personality traits it's quite amazing, isn't it? So anyway, go and have a look at that, by the way, folks, 16personalities.com. It's a great little recommendation. I've wanted to do a personality test for ages, but I've always been slightly nervous in case it has me down as a total kind of narcissistic loony. But it didn't do that, thank God.
It didn't. And it's free. That's a really important thing. And it's quite a laugh. And it's quite funny to do it with your whole family and get everybody tested and then all laugh at each other's personality traits. It's a good laugh. God,
that really is you as well. I can't believe that. Yeah.
It's like the best sort of astrology ever.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, astrology tells you what your personality and everything, but this is actually based on your personality.
Yeah, and it's backed up by lots of science. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Oh, are you drinking hot tea there? It looks very nice. You drink tea in a very kind of inspirational way. It makes me want to drink tea. I think, gosh, she makes that look so good. But when I get tea, I think, it's not that good. How do you make it look so good?
What? No, but how was I drinking inspirationally? I love that.
It's maybe enthusiastically is maybe a better word. It's like you're guzzling it down like it's like, oh, wow. Like it's the nectar. It's the, you know, it's the yolk of the egg. It's like the best.
You know why
bit.
You
it's,
don't ever get it like this?
Because I never finish a cup of tea. I only have three mouthfuls and then the rest of it goes.
That was full at the beginning of this podcast.
You very kindly bought me for Christmas a cup warmer. So it's like a coaster that gets plugged into a USB port and it heats up. And you can put your tea on it and keeps your tea or coffee hot. This is perfect for me because I use a microwave to reheat my tea every kind of 10 or 15 minutes. And I probably do that two or three times over one cup of tea. Now I don't need to do that. It just stays hot on the plate. So thank you for that. It's a really great gift. And I don't think we reviewed it.
I think we did recommend it. I think we did it before
we did.
Christmas. I think we did.
Okay. So it was just, was it just on Amazon?
Yeah.
But it's good. I've used it the last three mornings and think. I
can't and it works.
I don't know. I live without it. I was like, this is incredible. It's a total game changer.
Oh, hashtag I'm really pleased.
Cup warmer. Yeah, very good.
I'm going to start off by saying welcome to Making the Cup podcast. It's a podcast that features me, Davina McCall, and Michael Douglas, who's over there at his house. We're both locked down. We're recording this separately. And we basically are recommending things to make your life easier, better, more fun, more interesting, more cultural. In lockdown, we try and think about things that you can do in lockdown, things that are available for you or that might be interesting at this time, especially. We're the trip advisor for your life. And this week, I bring to you, Michael Douglas, I bring to you three things for the home. Everybody's into DIY. Everybody's trying to do a bit of home improvement in lockdown. We know that the home bases and the B&Q type shops are still open. You can still go and get your DIY essentials. So I've got a few things to talk about there. And I also have a couple of awesome TV recommendations.
Me too. Got a couple of TV things as well. Yeah. In your introduction there, you said, we recommend things that would improve your life, make it better, more enjoyable. I've got something that's perhaps not going to do that. It's going to be the opposite of that. It's going to make you frightened and probably not recommend it for other people. It's a documentary about a serial killer.
Oh, yes. I definitely think I need to watch this from the beginning. The bit that I dipped into.
Oh, yes.
On the telly, I did think it looked really good, but I just, I think I need to watch it myself.
Yes, you do need to get involved with the detectives. Should we start with this, seeing as though we're here?
Okay, yes.
So this was something I stumbled across because a friend of mine recommended me a documentary about a serial killer, and I plugged into Netflix, as you do on a daily basis. And there was something called Night Stalker, Hunt for the Serial Killer. Now, my mate didn't recommend this. He recommended something else that I haven't seen
Which
yet.
Mate?
Andy. I've only got one mate.
I like knowing about your mates.
Yes. Okay.
So your stories about your mates are brilliant.
Yes. So one of my mates, as you know, is in Dubai at the moment, and he's just tested positive. He's just tested positive for COVID. COVID, you might be listening to this. So, Pip, if you are listening to this in Dubai, we hope you're all right. But I do hope you updated your will, like I said you should, to include me for that motorbike you've got. Remember I said I wanted that
motorbike?
I don't
think you should be doing this now, Michael.
Just in case. You're absolutely right. So, yeah, that's quite amazing, though, that he snuck off to Dubai before lockdown and decided he would stay there, only to find that he's can't come home now.
And I think he was deciding to stay there to stay out of the mess of, you know...
not catch it. Yeah.
And not catch it here, because it was everywhere. It's so rife. The numbers were going up. Yeah. And he actually ended up getting it in Dubai.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
And he didn't know he had it.
No, he said he had a cold, and he thought, it's not a cold, but it's definitely not COVID. And then he got a test, and then he sent me the results last night on WhatsApp. He said, I can't believe it.
Very badly timed sneeze.
That was a very badly timed sneeze. No.
I'm really sorry.
This is the Instagram post. You know this. We're talking about COVID, and then you sneeze. Next thing, you fall off the back of your chair. So Andy recommended me The Night Stalker on Netflix.
In the 1980s, we were proud of the city.
LA was glamorous. But if you went around to the other side, LA could be a very dark place.
I was on the freeway, and here comes somebody speeding, and all of a sudden he just swerves around my car. It's like he's right there, like a moment stop. And he has this horrible big grin.
7.6 on IMDb. It's a four-part documentary, true story. They're 1 hour each. And the Night Stalker was a serial killer in Los Angeles in 1985, and he went on a rampant killing spree over the course of about 180 days, where he did some horrific things to people. What's interesting about watching it is, if you're of our age, which a lot of people, I think, that listen to this perhaps are,
yeah,
is that you'll remember the 80s very well. And you'll remember all sorts of serial killer type films like Manhunter and things like Silence of the Lambs and stuff like that.
Henry
Lee Lucas, Portrait of the Serial Killer. So, I mean, they touch on Henry, yeah. They touch on that. But Henry Lee Lucas was a liar. You know that. He didn't really kill anybody.
Yeah, no, and that really did my head in, because that's the only movie I have ever walked out of. And I even managed to get through J.D. Ballard's Crash.
Okay, yes.
Which is pretty horrific.
Yeah.
But I couldn't make it through Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. That it was too much for me.
So what's interesting about the link between this and that is that there's two detectives in there, and one of them, Frank Solero, I think his name is, which sounds like some kind of ice lolly. he unearthed the Hillside Strangler murders in the 70s, which Henry Lee Lucas lay claim to. He said that he'd killed all those people. It was only under investigation that they realised it wasn't him at all. It was these two cousins. Anyway, Frank Solero was this super hotshot detective in LA at the time. But they probably based people like Dirty Harry on and stuff like that, you know. Mm. And you can see that when you see him, in the way he wears these suits and these glasses and his hair and everything. He's not glamorous at all. You know, like, they're the most unglamorous, like Crockett and Tubbs, Miami Vice guys you've ever seen, you know. But
Who looks like them?
Yeah,
what exactly. Police officers look like them?
Look like Crockett and Tubbs in a Ferrari Testarossa. So they're traditional detectives, and Frank Solero unearthed the Hillside Stranglers. So he was considered like the go-to detective. And then there's a younger detective who starts off as a beat cop. Well, he goes to Vietnam first, starts as a beat cop, and then is desperate to become a detective and gets taken on by Frank Solero's team to start working homicide. And then as soon as he starts, all of a sudden, the Night Stalker starts to strike. And he's doing all sorts of horrific things. But one thing he does do is leave a pentagram on the walls or the victims in blood. So now seen this in all sorts of horror movies and thriller movies.
Yeah.
What's weird is you feel like you're watching a drama that you've already seen. That's what the brilliance of this thing is you feel like you already know the story, because I would have thought it's inspired 100 different cop dramas over the last, 30 years or something like that.
But it's real.
But it's real. And the footage they've got is fantastic, because it looks like 90s, 80s LA. It feels like you're watching Miami Vice. And it's really fascinating. The cop cars look like they're all out of a movie. You know, the whole thing feels like it's not a documentary at all.
And the other thing that now, when you think about police work now, it's so much, you know, you've got to get them in the first 12 hours. You've got to get the DNA. You've got to get the forensics are so important. But actually, what they're doing back in the 80s seems so basic.
Oh, well, for instance, fingerprints wasn't digitized or automated. So if you had to check someone's fingerprints, you had a picture of someone's fingerprints and you had to go through actual people's printed fingerprints to look to see if you could find a match. It wasn't a computer doing it. Somebody had to do it by their eyes, you know. I mean, it was ludicrous. Anyway, I don't want to kind of throw in too many spoilers here, but this is probably the worst serial killer that I have ever known of. And when they tell you his name towards the end of the film, I don't really recognise the name that much. It's not like you'd go Ed Gein or
Dennis
Ted
Nielsen
Bundy or Dennis Nielsen or any of those lot. You know, you just think, I don't really remember this guy, but it's outrageous the thing he did and the difficulty it was in getting him and tracking him down because he was so random in the way he was doing it. So there were some connections that people could make, but the types of victims were children and pensioners and everybody in the middle. So it was just bizarre. But the final episode, when you actually see him, they catch him.
Oh, and you see him.
And you get to see who he is. I mean, oh, it's just so weird, you know. It's like, God almighty, you know. So I couldn't recommend it enough, really. It's a really good, you could do it in two nights because you could do two episodes and then another two, you know, or you could stretch it over four nights or if you're bored during the day or anything. But it's really worth kind of concentrating on listening to because the two cops, I think, are fantastic. They're still alive and it's them telling you the story of how they tracked him and they lost and they won and then they lost and then they won. And, you know, had things been differently, many, many lives could have been saved. And there were other people that let them down, that led to other murders. They could have caught him sooner if things had done
their jobs. Don't tell us anymore.
But it's The Night Stalker. It's on Netflix, 4 1-hours, 7.6 on IMDb. I absolutely really enjoyed it. And it definitely has something to do with my age. So I think if you're aged between 40 and 60, you're going to love it because you'll remember the 80s for as they were, you know. Okay.
Can I ask you something? So would you watch this at nighttime? Did you watch this at nighttime?
I watched most of it at nighttime, yeah.
Was it? Did it give you bad dreams?
I think one night I had a slightly odd dream that I was being stalked by somebody, yeah, definitely.
Okay, because that's worth thinking about too. You might want to...
Yeah,
it's quite horrific. Isn't it quite horrific?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, there's photographs of dead bodies and stuff like that.
I think the reason why it's quite horrific is because it is true.
Yes.
You know, in a movie, you can kind of go, it's a movie.
I think it's the archetypal, like, childhood nightmare that somebody breaks into your house, kills your parents and abducts you as a child. And that happened, you know, on many occasions. So
don't tell us anymore.
Yeah, okay. It's a fine recommendation if you've got a good stomach.
Great. If you've got a good stomach. Great. Well, just to counteract that, I'm going to give a DIY tip.
Ooh, nice.
So this is from my mum, Gabby. For clarity's sake, she's actually my stepmum, but I don't call her my stepmum. She is, to all intents and purposes, my mum. She's amazing. And so my mum called me up and she said, I've got something for your podcast. And I get so excited when I get family recommendations because, firstly, I love the fact that all of them are trying things out and getting in touch with me and telling me about things because they want to, you know, they want to spread the love. You know, when you find a product that's really good, you want to tell everybody about it. Mm-hmm. So she was so chuffed with this product. She was like, you're not going to believe this. This is amazing.
Great.
So it's by a brand called Honwell, which is spelled H-O-N-W-E-L-L. And they are, when you hang a picture on the wall, it is so nice if the lights are sort of dimmed in the room and only the picture is lit.
Yes.
It just looks so classy. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a nice picture that you really like, or that kind of really matches the room or the colours go perfectly with everything, it's so nice to make a bit of a feature of it.
Yes.
Now, there are two things going on. Firstly, if you want to put a light in that's going to light your picture retrospectively.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to, what do you have to do? What's it called?
Channel.
To get the channel, thank you. You have to channel out the walls and you know, Michael, I know you can do all of this stuff, but lots of people, and especially women on their own or
it's
hard to do. It would cost you money to get the electrician in, blah, blah, blah. So you don't do it. You leave the picture dark.
Yes.
And my mum is just the greatest interiors lady. She's just amazing at interior design. She has a really, really good eye.
Yes.
And she does things and lights things in a way that you think, wow, I'd never seen that picture before. And now suddenly it's like the statement piece in the room. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Honwell do these LED spotlights. So they're ceiling lights.
Mm-hmm.
You stick them on the ceiling. So midpoint where your picture is. They're wireless, they're AA battery powered, they're dimmable, they're remote controllable.
They're dimmable?
Yes.
Ooh,
so, you know, you don't want your picture too bright.
Yeah.
You want to be able to dim it down. Or
so dimmable and remote control?
And remote control.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
And also they have, the head comes down and it can swivel any way you want.
Okay.
So, you know, you stick the light up and then you could light that. But if you want to light something else or a piece of china or, you know, in another area in the room. Anyway, they stick on anywhere. They're white. And let's face it, most people's ceilings are white.
Are white, yeah.
You would never notice when you walk into a room that, that it's stuck. It looks like it's always been there and it's meant to be there.
Yeah.
£16.99 on Amazon.
God, that's good, isn't it? $16.99.
It's really, really good. And it makes an enormous difference. And actually, judging by the light I've got in this room right now, I need to stick one here and one here.
Yes. You can light you.
To light me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that it's such a brilliant idea. And I do think that pictures, you know, lots of people have lovely pictures in their house or pictures of their kids or their family or something really nice on the wall, and it never gets the attention it deserves,
because
you can't see it properly. And in the evening, I feel like lighting is the most important thing. Like in the evening, I would never put overhead lights on. I would only light a room by lamps. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one lamp and just a lit picture just looks so nice and cozy. Yeah.
It does. You showed me a picture of these and said, look at these things. And I remember thinking, oh, yeah, they're quite good. But the fact that they're dimmable and remote control is a different league altogether.
I'll post a picture on the cut page.
Yeah, that's a very, very good recommendation. I might even get them for my little house here, actually. Those three pictures.
I really can't recommend them high enough. It's such a good idea.
Last week, we reviewed that thing called Back with Mitchell and Webb.
Yes.
So this
more?
Is good. Well, no, I've watched them all, but Thursday, which if you're listening to this, will be yesterday, season 2 of Back starts. So I watched the trailer for that, and that looks great. So it's only Tuesday. We're recording this on Tuesday night, so I've not yet to see it, but I couldn't recommend it enough. But before you start, make sure you watch season 1. It's been interesting. I've had lots of messages from followers saying, oh, my God, I forgot about Back, you know, and they were really excited about it. And then my dad rang and he said, oh, I watched it back to back, ironically. and he said, God, it was really good. Can't wait for season 2. So Back's coming out. So I'm looking forward to looking at that. And then perhaps next week we can have a little chat about that. This lockdown's been a nightmare for the internet. I don't know if everybody's stuck at home and everyone's
Zooming. I've really struggled. It's a nightmare.
The bandwidth has been reduced in somewhat. So I bought myself a Wi-Fi booster from Amazon. I did a bit of research, first of all, to make sure I was getting one that was going to work. And then it didn't require lots of all the stuff to go with it. So I'm just trying to find the name for it.
I'm quite annoyed because I didn't get that info from you and I bought one and you've said that I've got one that's too fancy.
It looks quite complex, the one you've bought. What I liked about this one, it was pretty straightforward. You plugged it in and you did one or two things and then it just worked. So it's called a Victure, V-I-C-T-U-R-E, Victure Dual Band Wi-Fi Booster, and it's from Amazon, and it was $35.99. Now, I thought that was a bit expensive, and I ummed and ahed for quite a while about whether I was going to buy it or not. But essentially, you plug it in near your router, and then it produces its own Wi-Fi network. you connect to its Wi-Fi network through your phone, and then you put in your actual Wi-Fi network's details into it so it can connect to your Wi-Fi network. A green light flashes, and you go and plug it in anywhere around your house you want to extend the Wi-Fi to.
Where have you got it? In your kitchen?
So, no, I haven't. So the router's in the living room down here. The kitchen's a bit of a black spot, but I've started to do my hair talks from the loft on Instagram Live. So I wanted to make sure the signal boosted up to the loft. Now, in my living room, I get 126 megabits a second, which is great.
Is that good? Okay.
That's very, very good. So, you know, to stream something, you need about 6 megabits a second. So if I'm getting 126, you know, it's massive. But as soon as you go upstairs, it drops off a cliff. You know, I get about 10. So I took this booster, stuck it in the boys' rooms, which is not directly above the living room, but upstairs and away from the living room. And then my loft room is above their room, if you can imagine. I got 100.
So you'd get it. Oh, in the loft?
In the loft, 112 megabit in the loft, where I was only getting something like 7 before. So it is taking the signal from the living room, connecting it to upstairs wirelessly, and then boosting it through the loft. It is really pretty impressive, this Wi-Fi booster. I've read lots of very good reviews on it. It's 364 ratings on there. It's 4.5 stars. A lot of the complaints are just people trying to set it up, but as long as you just follow the basic instructions and don't drift too much, it's very straightforward to set up. But it's made a considerable difference. It's dual band, which means 5 gigahertz or 2.4 gigahertz, and that depends largely on how strong the signal is around the house.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You can move between those two frequencies if you like, but it's been great. And I do my Instagram lives from the loft for half an hour of solid streaming to Instagram, and I've yet to have any glitches or problems or anything like that. So I would highly recommend one of these things.
So many people are working from home. So many people are setting up home offices. But then if you've got kids homeschooling and you know, other people trying to do shopping lists or get online or do stuff, or, you know, also working. Like, all of us are working. I've got 5 teenagers all locking down with me and me trying to work on the internet. Mm. And it's really, really hard.
So I'll take a picture of this so we can stick it on the Entail app if you're listening there. But it's on Amazon, $35.99 Victure dual band Wi-Fi booster. So you won't get more Wi-Fi than you actually get in your living room. It just boosts the signal of it around the house.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah, good.
I would like to talk to you about, I went on a wormhole, and you know, we love it when we go on a wormhole. Like when you think you're going to talk about something.
Yes.
And then you get locked into something else and you think, oh my God, I've made an amazing discovery. And I need to share this with everybody. And this has happened about Little Women. So we watched Little Women the other night. And I know that you sort of wanted to watch it.
Yeah, I do.
Before, but like haven't managed to see it yet. I wanted to watch it last year. I kind of missed it completely. But it's a movie. It's 2 hours, 15 minutes long, but it's 7.8 on IMDb.
Good.
It is written and directed by Greta Gerwig, who is kind of an amazing woman. She's in her late 30s. She's been nominated for 3 Oscars. And when I read she'd been nominated for 3 Oscars, I disappeared down the wormhole because I thought, what God, what's she been nominated for? And I went and looked her up on IMDb. And she wrote and directed a film from 2017 called Lady Bird. Have you heard of that?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Sonny.
Have you?
To see that. I haven't seen it. Okay. Sonny loved it, yeah.
Because I watched the trailer for Lady Bird. Mm-hmm. And anybody out there that's got teenage kids of any age, any kind, any teenage kid will absolutely love this film.
I hate California. I want to go to the East Coast.
I want to go where culture is, like
how
New York,
did I race
or at least Connecticut or New Hampshire, where writers live in the woods.
Get into those schools anyway.
Mom!
You should just go to City College. You know, with your work ethic, just go to City College and then to jail and then back to City College and then maybe you'd learn to pull yourself up and not expect everybody to do everything.
Lady Bird, is that your given name?
Yeah.
Why is it in quotes?
I gave it to myself. It's given to me by me. Lady
Bird. It's a 7.4 on IMDb. It's only an hour and 34 minutes. It's got Saoirse Ronan and Timothée Chalamet in again, and both of them are in Little Women, so she clearly loves working with those guys.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely brilliant, and we're all going to watch it tonight. So that was a very pleasurable kind of 15 minutes that I lost there.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say about Little Women, Little Women has got the most extraordinary cast. I mean, I've just mentioned Saoirse Ronan and Timothée Chalamet, but it's got Emma Watson in it, Florence Pugh, James Norton, Meryl Streep.
Oh, wow.
Laura Dern.
Yeah, okay, great, yeah.
And Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember his name, but he's brilliant, isn't he?
So it's a really, really good cast. And there's something about every time Saoirse Ronan comes on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's obviously in Little Women, she does play the most fantastic character, a very carefree, slightly impish. She's what we would probably call an activist.
Okay, yes.
In today's sort of culture.
Yeah.
And she is fiery and passionate, but on camp, the camera loves Saoirse Ronan. My God, and particularly in this film, because I was watching her in Lady Bird in the trailer, and there she looks like a sort of awkward teenager, and she plays that part so brilliantly. But in this film, she has blossomed into a young woman who is at odds with her femininity and at odds with her allure and doesn't want it or doesn't want to acknowledge it, but at the same time knows she holds some kind of power, and it's really, really brilliantly made and shot and beautiful. And this Greta Gerwig, what a director. I mean, she didn't write the whole thing, but she did a co-write Little Women, and she wrote and directed Lady Bird. So huge talent. Female director, writer, and I really enjoyed both of these films. And if you're in lockdown with kids, teenagers in particular, these are two great films to catch.
Very good. We talked about Little Women after you'd seen it. It sounds like a film that is up my street, actually, so I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, Lady Bird slightly passed me by for one reason or
me
another.
Me too, I've never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. So,
it or anything.
Seen several trailers for it, and Sonny was very keen to see it. And then I spoke to him one day, and he'd watched it with his mum, and I thought, and he really enjoyed it. So,
to watch with Joel if Joel hasn't watched it.
Yeah, the problem I've got with Joel is that we season four Breaking Bad.
You've got to finish. How far are you into season four?
We did, I think, episode one of season four last night. We did two of them actually. We did one early on and one just before I went to bed. I know I've prattled on about this before, but the rewatching of Breaking Bad is just the remembering of how brilliant something like that is. It's unbeatable, in my opinion, on every level. Skyler's superb in it. Walter's brilliant in it. Hank's brilliant in it. That Gus Fring guy's brilliant in it. It's just relentless, endless, brilliant characters. If you've not seen Breaking Bad, what are you doing? And if you have seen it and you have nothing to watch, just go and watch it again. I can't remember most of it. I can't remember what's happening in tonight's episode we're going to watch. I'm so excited about it because I know what happens in the end, obviously, but I can't remember how they get there. How did we end up talking about that? Oh, yeah, Joel. I've lost Joel to Breaking Bad.
Okay, so after you finished.
Yeah,
in a few months' time, you can, yeah, you can watch. Yeah,
we can get into that. So yes, this weekend I bumped into a film called The Equalizer 2 with Denzel Washington, and I have seen it before, but I'd forgotten just how much I love Denzel Washington and how exciting he is as an actor, and also the things I think he's trying to say within the movies that he does. But I've forgotten how action-packed it is and how brilliant it is. Basically a revenge, kind of vengeance-type movie. He's obviously ex-CIA, Navy SEAL, SAS super dude, but he now just works as a caretaker or an Uber driver or something like that. And he's like the littlest hobo, you know, he's just kind of fighting crimes as and when he stumbles across them, you know, and basically beating up baddies and trying to save goodies. But the
whole
film... How
old is this film?
2 years old, I would say, The Equalizer 2, so it's quite new. And then I realised that Equalizer 1's out as well, and I think they were both on... I think they're both on All 4 at the moment, or More 4, or Film 4. So if you go onto your Virgin box or Sky box or whatever, you'll see Equalizer 1, Equalizer 2 with Denzel Washington. I think they're both great. They're real shoot-em-up action kind of movies, but they've got a real moral kind of thread running through them. There's a kind of nice touch about race, I think, that comes into them that Denzel handles just superbly. I've seen him several times being drawn into a debate about Black Lives Matter and things like that. And he so skillfully works around it in such a brilliant way that's supportive, yet, you know, has a kind of firm, independent stance on a view that you never really get a handle on. But you get the feeling he's trying to tell you something about where he sits on all of that in these movies. And it's brilliant. There's a scene with a young black guy in it where they're talking about he's trying to encourage this guy to use his art to free himself from the kind of trappings of youth culture that he's stuck in to do with drugs and gangs and violence and stuff like that. It's just a brilliant scene in it where he just says something really powerful, you know, and you go, wow, you know, I wish somebody had said that to me when I was a kid, you know. So anyway, I couldn't recommend them enough if you're just after a bit of action and fun, but with this really nice kind of moral story threaded through it. Equalizer 1 and 2, they're on More 4 at the moment.
Denzel Washington, how old do you think he is?
I think he's about 65 now.
Is that? Can we look that up? Could you look that up?
I'll do it right now. Have you got a phone anywhere?
Because I've got to just say that he is still doing action movies and looking so freaking hot and cool in these action movies. Yeah. I just think he's such a great elder statesman.
The Equalizer was 2014. The Equalizer 2 was 2018.
So a couple of years ago.
His birthday, the 28th of December, 1954. Yeah. He's 66 years old.
Shut up.
I know. Amazing, isn't it?
I've got to say, because I've interviewed him.
You've interviewed him, yeah.
And I've told this story many times, so I won't tell it again, but he is the nicest, most giving. I was a nervous rookie interviewer who didn't really know what she was doing. I was a bit of a twat, and he was so nice and generous with me. And you don't forget stuff like that. He's a great man. And often it's interesting, the really big stars that just go on and on and on are very nice people. I'm thinking Tom Cruise, I don't care what you think about his religious slant. He comes across as just the nicest man. You've got George Clooney, lovely guy. You know, Denzel, amazing man. Chadwick Boseman seemed like just the loveliest guy. Will Smith. I mean, the list goes on. And it's the ones that are total wazzocks that actually don't last very long.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody wants to work with them.
Well, he's great. So I think he's just been voted or nominated the greatest actor of the 21st century.
Who do you think is the greatest actor of the 21st century?
I think that I am always on the lookout for a Tom Cruise movie, and I'm always really excited to see one come on. And I don't mind what it is. I watched Born on the 4th of July not long ago. It's outrageously good. He is fantastic in that. He's fantastic in Tropic Thunder. He's brilliant in Mission Impossible. Like the Firm, like Where Do You Want to Go? Like every movie is
Magnolia.
Magnolia's just incredible. It's such a weird departure for him, that movie, but like everything.
So good.
So for me, he's hard to beat. And then hearing him do that speech to the crew on Mission Impossible 7 recently, where he was really angry at giving them a hard time because of the COVID stuff. You just think, God, why can't I work for a guy like this? He sounds bloody amazing. And it's all for the love of film. I don't think it's for the love of his own ego and wants to be brilliant or win an Oscar. He just wants to make the best possible film he can make. And why not? You know, that's all he needs to do. And he does it.
I'm 100% with you.
So
I'm 100,000% with you. He's amazing. I would like to talk about another household DIY thing. It's a quickie.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted on my own personal Facebook page just a sort of making the cut little page to for us to play around with, me and my friends, like if they had any recommendations. Suddenly, this friend of mine turns into basically a producer of this program. She just starts posting things like on a daily basis that are just off the charts amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So she found this thing, which it was funny because when she posted it online, about 50 of my friends all went, oh my God, these are amazing. I'm going to go and buy them right now. And then I've posted again going, I've bought them. Here's a picture of them, you know, in my house. Great. This is fantastic. Thank you so much. So this friend of mine is called Kate Thompson.
Uh-huh.
And Kate is married to Alex Thompson. You know, my friend who is the sailor who was just sadly had to exit from the Vendée Globe round the world yacht race. So Kate Thompson is another very, very proficient interior decorator. Her home is always immaculate. She just knows how to make things look beautiful. And she found these lights, again, a light. It's by a brand called Rakoky, R-A-C-O-K-K-Y. And they're wireless. Again, they are sort of like... You can put them anywhere. They're like a little strip light. They're 24 LED motion sensor lights all in a strip. And in a kitchen, they're quite good. You can put them under a counter. They are USB rechargeable, which is so handy. So when they run out, but she said she'd had them on for like months. But when they run out, you just plug them into the USB recharger and off you go. But where they're brilliant is for night lights. So under a bed. Because they're motion sensors. So if you get out of your bed at night, it gives you a tiny little light.
I love a motion sensor light to go when you get up to go for a wee. Yeah. I need to be guided
by the skirting board in the loo. Exactly. Or hidden behind the loo or, in cupboards under the stairs that are so annoying that you can never get to. And again, trying to get an electrician round to get the wires to where you need it to be. This is just literally a stick-on strip light in a garage. On the stairs, quite nice at night. You can kind of walk up the stairs and the lights go with you. £25.99 on Amazon.
Great. Like I say, a guided light for going to the Wii. I mean, I'd like it
going
kind
to
of
the Wii.
An airport runway, stripway of lights just got lighting up, guiding me to the loo and back at night. That would be
great. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Let's do a couple of shout outs.
Okay.
I think we're probably thundering on here. It's hard to remember what I've read out and what I've not read out. There was something I really wanted to read out. I said I was going to read something for someone, but sometimes they get lost in the mix. Teresa Lovelace, she said, I've just listened with interest.
Wait,
to your...
stop, stop.
Yeah?
What is her surname?
So let's just make sure I get this right. Yeah, it says Teresa Lovelace.
Her name is Lovelace.
Well, it says it is, yeah.
No, but wait, do you not think that is one of the greatest surnames ever?
Yeah, I mean, she should get
she
together.
She sounds like she'd be in like a 70s sort of... No,
Midsummer Murders.
Or like sort of not a soft erotic film.
No.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Yeah. Emmanuel de featuring Teresa Lovelace.
Lovelace. Yeah,
that's
she needs to team up
name.
With Lovejoy and Lovelace get together. I can't even say it, it's too much. Teresa Lovelace says, hey, I listened with interest to your chat about The Clink and Prisoners. Remember last week we talked about the Clink restaurant?
Yeah.
And she says, if you ever go to Dorset, you must visit the Jailhouse Cafe on Portland. It's run by prisoners on day release. It's quite good, isn't it? Now, fabulous reviews.
Where's
the food
that?
Is great. It says in Dorset, and then it says on Portland, but it might mean in Portland. On and in is often a predictive text problem. Also, tell Michael it's not good in prison. I mean, what is quite funny about that is that I did say last week that I really feel like I should probably spend some time in prison for a crime I didn't commit, just for the experience. I think Teresa Lovelace is very much talking me out of that. She said, I visited for my training as a magistrate, sadly, a few years ago, and he said it was pretty bad. I decided to train as a Samaritan instead, and as they helped him at his lowest moments. Yes, anyone who trains as a Samaritan, who works for the Samaritans, big up. I mean, a hell of a job that, and really, really worthwhile. Yeah.
Amazing that this journey into a prison for something else changed her life in such a dramatic way. I've done a bit of work in prisons, but I would say that the work that I've done in female prisons has been the hardest of all.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Very, very tough.
Yeah.
But thanks, Teresa. That is really a good shout. And I would love to go. I would love to go with you and go and check that out one day.
With me?
Michael Douglas.
Yeah. Great. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know Teresa. It might be a bit awkward if I went with her.
Yeah, I was thinking, you're going out with Teresa for? I'm right here, for God's sake. this is from Karen Pressey. Hi, D&M. Loving the podcast, especially the Christmas ones, which resulted in me getting a Xylist pan. Blooming fantastic. So I have a recommendation for you for the removal of shellac gel nails.
Yes,
it says I use jade, J-A-D-E, nail remover. You just paint it on, leave it for 10 minutes and it breaks down the polish and comes off so easily. No faffing with foils on your fingertips. I'm sure there's a few brands out there, sure there's a few brands out there that do this, but I like jade as it's a vegan brand.
Oh!
By the way, did you know that shellac is actually derived from the lac beetle? Another reason to pick up. To pick a vegan brand. That's interesting that shellac is derived from a beetle, the shellac beetle, because do you remember hairspray used to be called hair lacquer?
Yes.
Hair lacquer was because that came from the shellac, the lac beetle, lacquer. It was a crushed beetle shell. Yeah. So shellac, lacquer. It's funny how all these things end up in beauty products, you know. But that was from Karen. Thanks, Karen. Very good indeed.
Thank you, Karen.
This is from Baz Chad, a creative artist. Oh, this is who we spoke about last week with the dog, I think, and all the... You remember the dog with all the headgear on, the artist?
Oh, yes.
Remember last week I read out about an artist and he did portraits of your dog and they had like a collage of stuff on them.
Yes, so this amazing, and bottles and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. So this is Baz Chad. He says, hi, guys. Just wanted to say a massive thanks for the shout-out at the end of episode 2 today for my art. And so eloquently put by you, Davina. Objet, she said something
Trouvé.
In French. Yes.
Found objects in French.
Okay. And as Michael put it, collage. He says, being a northern lad myself from Blackpool, I fully understand. It's so nice to hear your accent, Michael. You certainly shocked my sisters. Who were avid listeners to your podcast. They were straight on the phone to me, having had a gin and a sit down. Anyway, guys, so glad you like my work. And please, Davina or Michael, if you would like me to do a picture of one of your dogs, free of charge, please let me know. It would be a great pleasure and I have plenty of time on my hands at the moment. Plus, art is great for mental well-being. Let me know. Cheers.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes, totally.
But what we should do? We should get a picture of Ronnie and Beau together.
Yes, and see if we could do...
A collage objet trouvé of both of them.
Absolutely.
Together.
So you remember last week we spoke about a poem that somebody wrote for us and they have delivered the poem, but I feel like we should read it out next week. I feel like I need to immerse myself in the poetry first.
And I feel like we should begin the podcast with the poem next week to like really big ourselves up.
Yeah, or big the poet up even.
Oh.
Time for rhyme. What?
No, I know, it's just terrible. Like, I'm going, yeah, let's big ourselves up, but actually we're trying, this is a recommendation show. We're not supposed to be bigging ourselves up. We're supposed to be bigging up a poet. And here I am going, yeah, let's talk about us.
Yeah. So it is very long. Mind you, it looks so, there's so much detail.
It's so good. There's so much detail in it. It's extraordinary.
Okay. A Time for a Rhyme to You is the Instagram name. So let's read that out next week. Should we open up with that next week?
Yeah.
Quite a nice opener, that, wouldn't it?
I'll serenade you, or you can serenade me.
Well, maybe we could split it into two, right? Then you could read the first half, I'll read the second half, and we could have like a competition. Perfect. About who can read properly. I'll drink Perfect. Coffee before I do it. Great. Thanks for Time for Rhyme. Don't worry, it is coming. There was one other thing I just wanted to mention, which is this Blue Dragon oyster sauce that I bought recently from Sainsbury's. Oh, yeah. You get it in all the stores. I do a stir-fry miso thing, and I bought
I've
this.
I've got it at home.
That I thought I would just chuck in. Oh, my God, what a game changer. I love this stuff.
Have you not had oyster sauce?
I probably had from the Chinese and stuff like that, but I normally just put like a bit of hot sauce in and then some garlic, olive oil, and soya sauce. But I've never thrown oyster sauce into anything.
Oh,
before. Really? Yeah, like, you know, so it's a new thing for me.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'm sure everybody's going, yeah, we all use oyster sauce. But if you don't, then get some and throw it in. And if you do, then why didn't you tell me about it? Like, why do I have to wait all this years to find out?
That was like, I've got to tell you, my cousin just off the cuff told me about hot wax for your vagina. And for years, I had been using strip wax. I'd been going to the waxer and she'd been using strip wax. And it was a long time ago now, but Victoria said, do you not use hot wax? And I was like, no, what's hot wax? She went, oh, my God. Davina.
Yeah.
Literally, like the waxing stopped hurting. I used to weep at the waxers. It was the most horrific experience ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I literally the last? I think I was the last person in the world to learn about hot wax.
Hot wax. Yeah, well, you're not.
And nobody told me about it. So I get what you're saying about the oyster sauce. It's like, nobody told me. Thanks a lot, people.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But thanks so much for telling me about the hot wax, because my vagina is really in need of that.
Listen, you may joke about it, but it's a thing. The waxing situation for women... it's an essential.
Great.
Unless
we don't need to say any more about it.
Okay, stop. Yeah,
we get it. Hey, thanks, everybody. Nice to speak to you all. I hope you have a nice weekend. And thanks so much for listening. I think next week we've got a sponsored episode next week.
Shut up.
Yeah, we've got a sponsored episode.
I'm so excited.
We're not going to tell anybody until the episode, but...
Yeah.
You know, one of our favourites
wants to sponsor next week's episode.
And we're delighted about that. So, yeah.
And it's a product we recommended and we genuinely blooming love.
Yeah. So it's so a no-brainer, really. We'd talk about it for free, but don't tell them that. Okay.
Okay.
I'll speak to you later tonight. Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
Big hugs, Michael. You take care.
I will.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Take care, everybody.